Okay.
I just want to bring us back to where we were and then move ahead. If you recall, we spoke about the Ramban. We pointed out in Parsha Kedoshim, this is Derech HaKosov, Derech HaTorah, to mefaret and to be kolel. We pointed out the word prat and klal is not necessarily a group of things, but might even be a one thing, because he does the same thing by Tiruch on Shabbos. Okay? And then we pointed out that Lechera, when he's talking about Kedusha, when he calls Kedusha precious, he refers to a number of things. Some of them clearly mention in the Torah that you shouldn't do in excess, okay? Some of them, you know, we don't know exactly where things come from. See, for example, when he talks about the Ribui Tashmish, you know, Chazal talk about it, okay? You know, if you want to start talking about that, what's going on in Arayis, you know, you can discuss them in the Buchim or not, in Ramban Chumash, but, you know, you have to discuss, you have to know whether you can build on that or not, but that's what he says. And then Ribui Achilagasa, you know, the question is it, you know, do you build on Ben Zera Meira, Ben Zera Veseva? Okay, Veseva. But, you know, then, you know, you can even talk about Prat and Klal, that the Klal and the Prat might never do with them. It's a Prat, you know, in Kiseifne, you know. Okay? Okay. And then he talks about Tuma, you know, you don't know exactly what the issues are. And Nikias, and whatever. Okay, Beseda. Then, however, in we pointed out that when he gets to Sherish Dalit, it's very clear that it's a mitzvah called Torah Kula. And that's not the impression you get in the Chumash, because called Torah Kula means what Kedusha is that's what mitzvah is all about. It's almost like a shekeli sham a mitzvah sov, and that's what's going on. Okay, kedusha means to be shaving the mitzvahs. Okay, so lechera, it's I don't know if it's anything more or less than anything. You know, we don't know if it's beyond the call of duty or not, or whatever. Okay, we say now that. Kedusha is an issue of Kedusha, of Prishus from Tuma. Okay, there's already Ramban Chumash about it, and that's what he says. I mean, this is a very interesting thing. Kedushim Yiyu Elohehem. Okay, which the Chayr is a mitzvah on Kohanim. Okay, Kedushim Yiyu Elohehem. How Kedusha Yiyu Prishus, Ramban says there, Mechavov Vov. Kasher Pirashti Beseda Shomayla, and he's referring to the Pash Kedoshim. Yoyim Eshapil Mutal Yisrael, you are Kohanim Purushim. The same type of idea. Yibodlo Mitumas Hamesim on the Sui Hanoshim She'enon Haguna Yisrael Betahavo Melekiyas, whatever town the Kiyas is, okay? So, this is very odd, okay? You see, here, you can't really say that it's a mitzvah shein muchletes, right? Correct? Because it's very clear what is going on. It's going on, yibodlo mitumas hameisim unesiri hanoshim shein nagunis lehem. Okay? However, I'm not sure what he adds, b'tahalo, with the keys. Which is a very interesting line. Unless that means something more than this, and that's what precious is. And then it would be something sheni mukhletes, and we don't know what the increment is, what the difference is. But, you know, there's a problem in general that why shouldn't it be minyan mitzvahs?
Okay.
So if you look at the mitzvah v'kidashtoi, l'cheira, the mitzvah is on us to mekadesh the kohen. It's nothing to do with them. So a priori, unless you end up with something which is a mitzvah muchletes or something, you're not going to be able to explain to yourself why it's not minyan mitzvahs. So that is sort of an interesting point. And, you know, just to have this phrase of kedusha and taira and to say that it's ena muchletes is very odd. You know, we don't know what it is and what's happening over here, but that's what he does. But whatever it is, that's not the important thing for me. The important thing is he's working with what he says in the Chumash, and it's prisha from Devorim Mesuyamim. Okay? You know, if you're interested in looking, and that, you know, the Ramban goes further, and Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem Lo Yisizkeinu Lo Simu L'Kocho Be'Eneichem Ki Am Kodesh Atol L'Hashem Elokeicho. And that's the Ramban, L'Chu Am Kodesh, L'Chu, this is what's going on here. That's what you would have said. And that's what he says in Vom Yudalit. Bono Atem L'Shem Gamzu Mitzvureres and this one is negated by Israel. You know, well, that's Dukdusha. Why particularly that one should we pick it up? That's very, very strange. Okay? Okay. And the mitzvah of Kidashta was Lamed Beis, mitzvah say, and it's a tzivon l'chabed zera aron, or nasan loyim l'chazan do with this. Okay.
There's no mitzvah to make sure they show me the mitzvahs, but we call for the Kohen to do it.
What?
I have something in my head.
It could be, but that's not the Rambam says, say for mitzvah over here. You know, if it is, Adarabah. But the question is, Kedush Yiluahim, is that subsumed in the Kiddashtoi? Or Kiddash, or Kedush Yiluahim is something else? Okay? Because I can read you Lashon say for mitzvahs. Vizekulu Agdol Lekel Yisale. So the question is, why in Sefer Mitzvahs, if the purpose is that it shouldn't be a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, why does it have to reach out in Shevish Dalad and say that it's a mitzvah kolos kol Torah kula? He could have taken the easy way out, the way he does in general, that a mitzvah shen muchletes, unless he's not sure about that, maybe a mitzvah shen muchletes not minyan, because lemaisa is he doesn't count versus Yoshev HaTov. You don't count versus Yoshev HaTov, you know, you don't count this. Okay. Or he could have said, if you accept what I said in general, that those things which are derech pshat, not minyan mitzvahs, he could have said that kedushim tiyu Eloheim is only kedushim tiyu is only derech pshat. And he says, so only derech hapshat, and derech hapshat is not in Yemitz anyway, you know. And Ramban goes out of his way, in Sherish Dalid, when he's talking to the Ramban, talking about mitzvah kolos kol Torah kula, says kedushin tiyu, the reason why kedushin tiyu is because the mitzvah kolos kol Torah kula. So, then I would have assumed that he's learning Kedushin Tiyu and the Teres Kohanim al derech Abiseinu, and for some reason it must be called Torah Kula, and the reason not minyan mitzvah is because it's called Torah Kula. But the question is, what's the issue? Why should you interpret Kedushin this way, Kedushin that way? Okay. So I think I pointed out last week that when the Torah talks about Mamlechas Kohen of a good Kodesh, what does it mean? It means that they are Kodesh, or they should be roi to be kodesh. Okay? If they are kodesh, and that's what the definition of Kedush Yisrael is, and kedushim tiyu, and this is what they're coming in from Matan Torah, you would have assumed that kedushim tiyu should mitzvah kodesh kodesh kula. Okay? However, if the kedush, Malachis Koine Vigur Kodesh only means that they're lowly for Kedusha, okay, therefore you have to have a certain niug, then, you know, anything is possible then. And there's no reason to assume Kedusha is a mitzvah kodesh kotokula. So all I pointed out, I don't know if I pointed this out last week, the Ramban clearly says he says it's Zuluyin. Okay. So, maybe the issue is just how to interpret the words Kadesh, Anshe Kodesh, or when it says at the end, in Kisavoy, Vilyoyscha Am Kodesh, Ladovkaboy, Beseif, to be, it means that the Kedusha is the Dvekas, or you should be Roy for Kachat. It's a little confusing. But there seems to be a different approach, and maybe I'm wrong. That's what I would have assumed. Okay. Now, then...
If it's Roy Leo's Kodesh, then Kodesh and Tiyu means...
It just means, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a mitzvah Kodesh to be Shema Kodesh Torah Kula, because where do you know Kedusha, the Stam word Kedusha in the Torah, the Am Kodesh, in other words, if you say... Kedushim Tiyu is called to Okula, I would say, because the mitzvah is to be Am Kodesh. And Am Kodesh means Kiddushim Mitzvah, so I'm going to do all mitzvahs. That's the way I would have interpreted. But if the words of Anshe Kodesh Tiyuli, or Am Kodesh, or whatever, only means Royin Tiyos Kodesh, there's no reason to assume a priori that Kedushim Tiyu is called to Okula. Okay, and I would assume that it's very clear. I mean, I don't think you can get around it. I think that the Lashon Ramban al Torah is not referring to Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, and say for mitzvah Sherish Dalati is okay. That's, I think, incontrovertible, and you can decide what you want to do with that. But the Mitzvah that itself, I think, is something which I'm not sure is really pointed out. Okay, now. Now, okay. And that's what he says in the Pasuk Anshe Kodesh Tiyuli. Now, Ramban adds something amazing, and he adds and he puts Shvius together with Shabbosim, okay, and the same way that Shabbosim is from Tirchis, which is not necessarily Melochus mentioned in the Torah, the Aseh Bashvius is also like that, okay? Which is the opposite of the approach of the Rambam in Sherish Shishi, that both Shabbos and Shvius, the Aseh and the Lois Aseh, are synonymous. And they count it. Okay? And that's what he says. And Derech HaPshat that that's what he says in Chav Gimel Chav Dalet in Emor when he's talking about Shabbat Dini Huzru Ala Melocha is B'Shabbat V'Lav V'Yoynish Kores U'Misa V'Atrochim V'Omer Ba'Asei Hazeh U'B'Yontem V'Hamelocha B'Lav V'Torech Ba'Asei V'Menu Omer Novi Me'Aseis Novi is an amazing thing. The Mitzvah Chefzecho is a reflection of the Asei She'enim Muchletes of Derech HaPshat. V'chein Shabbos Shabbosan Yiel Oretz Shabbos Shomenucho. It's also the same type of idea. Okay. This sounds very nice. The problem is when you get to Rashi and Chumash and you get to the more important Daf Gimel, it becomes very, very strange. Because in Rashi and Chumash in Mishpatim, Vashmiz Tishmateno Natashto, Tishmateno Me'avoido, Unitashto Me'achilo, Achaz Manabir. Dovach Tishmateno Me'avoido Gemuro. Kagon Chrisha Uzriya, Unitashto Milazabil Unikashkesh. Okay? That's the more in Moikot and Dafkim. That's what the more. The more talks about these Molochas. Losh Rashi.
The Chris is the author of Taylor, I will tell you the loss of Achmon, for cool me Rabon, for cool us mark the Balmo, for Chain Abila, for cool it. Okay, that's not the gate us. So what happened? So how could you, of all people, say that the Pshat and Shabbos Shabbos, and the Taylor doesn't call Shabbos Shabbos, the Gmor in Moy Cotton doesn't call Shabbos Shabbos. It's an amazing problem, L'chayla. Fani Oloim. Okay? Sakasha, L'chayla. Okay? That's kasha, no? And it was more cotton. That Gimel Shivuk on this, I don't know. Okay, say it like this. The Ramban Abatachas Adipot. Ha'ko Yobo Mokoyim B'sholim. The Kavon Kilo Yehuzru Men Atera El Achrish and Zriya is Yehuzru. Because has Horus only Fidelach Abiseinu. That's what I want to suggest. Might be Tzibur Shenim Mochletes, we can't call the Huzal. But Fid Derech Abaseinu, the cause and I say Chrishu Zriya Bedavka. Correct. So when it says Shabbos, Shabbos Yilo Oretz, Shabbos Shamrucho, Shalyach V'Yavu Klau, it's not an assay and as holy shall tell her, but what Derech HaPshat is telling us over here, that it's the rots in the Kavonis HaTera. V'zchein Shabbos, Shabbos Yilu Oretz, Shabbos Shal Menucho, Shalo Yachlo Yavo Klau. So in Chloe, and there's no Kavonah, there's no idea of this Melocho, and that Melocho, and this Melocho, and that Melocho. And the Sugi Moed Cotton is a whole different issue. The Sugi Moed Cotton is talking about specific acts. And that's a double portion. You can't learn it out. Shlohuzro, you can't have Shvis the Shrotak. There's no Ashoma. You can't say, oh, don't. Shubakashkesh, Amlochas Mesuyomois. That's not the issue. That's what I would suggest. Maybe I'm off, or maybe not. That's what I would suggest. So I asked the kasha, if you recall, I don't know if I did, or you remember the kasha. B'shaita, I think I asked last week, how do you learn the Gemara in Misha Hershech and the Gemara in Kal Gadol about how do you find Chilul Shabbos without the Chiv Skila that I pointed out to you? No? Yes? Yeah. So the shaita is Nechemya. What happened? The Chamamish Apella. So I don't think that is an issue. Okay. Chilul Shabbos in Mufush Bakro. Okay. In terms of Voshtetim in the Torah, that's only Melocha. Oh, that's a chiddush, that a melocha, which is not chayiv skila, like tchumim, or avol abyesi, is also chilul Shabbos.
what Nehemiah said, that the Machal Shabbos is not Chilul Shabbos in the sense of the word that it's Chilul or Malach of Kfeger. Of example, of Kfeger's question, that Meshumah Lechal Shabbos and Meshumah Lechal Tokhul is about Shavuos, okay? In the Shavuos, that's Emes Chilul Shabbos Medochabo. If it's a Malach. This is a Chilul Shabbos, is Mafki Yom Menucha. It's not Kilu Atzayin HaTeira, it's Atzayis HaFotzecho, B'yon Kochi. Okay? And I'm not sure if someone would say, an Atzayis HaFotzecho, that's Chilu Shabbos. He says, in his Musa Shmuz, that it's Chilu Shabbos, because that's the Kavanah HaTeira, that's not the Shabbos that Teira had in mind. But it's a Chilul Shabbos of Yediyas Shabbos. That's the love we should stress. Yediyas Shabbos is a Melacha. That's what I would say in the Chemiah. Then, did I talk about Ben Sarah Moira? Okay. It's the same type of thing. When the Ramban Chumash is talking about an Aschol for Ben Sarah Moira Derech HaPshat, you can say that it's Kedushim Yid, Kedushim Tiyu, okay? When the Gemara is talking about an Ashara, from Einoichim and Kemashirim, in the real sense of the word, you need a bona fide Lav, and you need a bona fide Ashara. And that's what the Gemara said, L'Sukho Adam. And that's the Ramban quote one thing. In the Ramban's Derech HaPshat, what does L'Sukho Adam have to do with Ben Sarah Moira? Okay? When you're in the Gemara, if you come with Derech Abuseinu, you need an Ascholar, you have no option. Okay? So that's what I would say. Now, what I want to do now is just take every single step. But I think, you know, this by itself, if I'm not out of my mind, is a major breakthrough. It could be both, you know, whatever. But it's amazing. The caches are amazing, okay? And I said what I said. Now, let's go further. I want to try to explain to you some of the issues that we've Sefer HaMitzvah revolves about, what the Ramban is talking about, and what the Ramban is dealing with. This, I'll be frank, the after shiur last week, I sat down, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Friday or a Sunday, I just, Mamish was typing and working on this, and this is part of that, and you'll see what I want to say here. The Ram Sher Sheni, say mitzvah, is only Torah Shebikhtav. And that's what he says. That's what it's not, you know, you don't count me to be served from Drosh Chazal. Mitzvah is Torah Shebikhtav. But if the drasha, it's not Pshut Lashon Mikra, nothing to talk about. The Ramban would agree with the Ramban that you can use Pshut Lashon Mikra, Pshut Lashon Mikra, for Minyan HaMitzvos. But he's of the opinion, because of Teres, B'shtei Teres, HaKos B'dabo, we'll see Rishonis and Ramban in the Shoshim, that it's there's a Pshat Pnimi, a Pshat Chitzeni, but the Teres Shabbat is also Pshat Chitzeni. But it's only through Derech Rabbi Seinu, as Pshat Pnimi Chitzeni, you can throw it in to Pshut Lashon Mikra. And I want to suggest that you can't do that in Derech HaPshat. Derech HaPshat, and we'll see about it, is an approach to Pshat. The Ramban never said that Derech HaPshat is Pshut Lashon Mikra. And we'll see what it is. It's using all the textual analysis that you were brought up to, context, how this word is used in other places in the Tanakh, and in general what the Torah had in mind, and a lot of other instruments at your disposal to try to get
an idea of what the Torah is driving at over here. Okay, that's not an issue of pshuta shel mikra, you know, or bush taking pasuk, because we might not even know what that is. Okay, that's called derech pshat. No one ever said derech pshat is pshat in pasuk. Okay, so I b'chlal don't know if you can pull together mitzvahs from, you know, what you can say the Rambam and the Ramban are basically talking about, you know, psukim, whether the derech the pshat chitzeni or pnimi or whatever it is, but a derech hapshat, which is not a mesiris, which is my peculiar approach to what I think the Torah is talking about, and to make a mitzvah of that, I'm not sure we can do that, but I'm going to talk more about that, okay? I want to explain to you a lot more. Let's start like this. The Ram says in Hakdamah to Mishneh Torah, V'yet melacha es ha-Torah v'yes ha-mitzvah. So, Torah and mitzvah, two separate things, the work, right? Or somehow it's a package deal, okay? The Rambam in Hakdamah clearly says that it's a package deal. Torah is Torah Shebiksav, and the mitzvah is Pirusha, okay? And we last the Torah Pi HaMitzvah. Kol HaMitzvahs, and the Torah is the mitzvahs, this is it. Kol HaMitzvahs Shenitna L'Moshe B'Sinai B'Ferusha Nitzvah, with the Perish. B'Ferusha, with the Perish. Shenehem Abed Locho Es Alucho Es O'Eben V'Torah Mitzvah. Torah is the Torah Shemiksav. The Torah Shemiksav. V'Mitzvah Zei Pirusha. V'Tzivon Olas HaTorah Al Pi HaMitzvah. U'Mitzvah Zu Inikos Torah Shemal Peh. So it means that it's a package. Each one's mashing the other. So the Mesira of Tayyad Mitzvah, the Messiah of Ketzad, say that Mishnah, was a Messiah of Tosha B'Ksav with Purusha. That's the moment we point that Shatnam Purusha Shnais, Nagdomo. And we pointed out that independent of Torah Megillus, Megillus Nitno, Achsuma Nitno, Tram says an amazing thing, that they wrote the Nusach of the Mitzvahs. Biksav, the Nusach of the Mikra, and they used that, they looked with it, and they said, there's Taka, there's Ksav, there's Teira, and Mitzvah, and that's the Etzem Misera. Or that the Chefsa for Mitzvah is Teira Shem Ksav. Mitzvah in terms of Mitzvahs of Tayyad Mitzvahs. And then, this word Teira is nothing to do with Sefer Teira, nothing to do with anything, because the Ram at the end, Kol HaTorah Kozma Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Shiyomus B'Ksav Yod, there's a separate discussion. The Ramban, what's V'Torah? The Torah is a sefer which was given at Har Sinai, which is sefer which is Moir Derech. They wrote Breishis and Shmos until that point or whatever. And it has nothing to do with Torah Shebiksav. It was the Sefer which is Moir Derech, which was given Har Sinai. Look at the Ramban, and I've done with the Bereshis. Bereshis, Moshe Rabbeinu Kosav HaSeif HaZeh, Im HaTeo Kumi Pivshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'akov Shekosav Zeh Bar Sinai, Ki Shom Nema Lo Yalei Elai Ha'oro, Ve'heye Shom V'etno Lecho Es Alucho Es Eben V'Teirah, V'Mitzvah. Asher kosavti lo eloisom. Ki luchais o even, yichlau haluchais, v'amichtav kloi maseres adibrois, v'hamitzvah, mitzvah hamitzvahs kulam. It's a number. Asev lois asev. In kein hatera, yichlau hasikulim, mitchilis v'reishis, ki hu meira anoshim bederech beinyin hu emunah. The Torah and Mitzvah are two separate things, not one mashmah. It's a whole different approach to what Torah and Mitzvah is, okay? So then it comes out that according to the Rambam, or that the etzim chetzer of mitzvahs is the Torah shebichtav. And that is what Torah Sheni is all about. And the Mesirah of Taya and Mitzvahs were required Nikra, and they go in the Midbar of Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah, even though Torah wasn't given yet. They might have written Mesirah Yom from Moshe Rabbeinu, according to one Pshat. According to the Ramban, Mitzvahs don't require Mikra B'Cholal. And the stress of the Rambam in Sherish Beis that it's psukim independent of Maseres Chazal is the Ramban, the way he attacked Sherish Beis, he hasn't attacked any other Sherish Beis, the Kula Machmadim, everything, but Sherish Beis is a disaster. And he even attacked Sherish Beis and Sherish Aleph when he's talking about the Ram's diatribe against the Bahag in Sherish Beis. Back to the Ramban, if you remember, earlier on in Jewish Aleph, he says the following. Just imagine the Rambam making this statement. I'm not talking about the historical issue of when or what happened, just the statement itself. Vine shtei parshiyos batera, ubehen mitzvos rabos, v'lo nemru l'moshe b'sinai, el li'ar nemru, v'lo b'sinai. Parshas Suyayin, or Parshas Mishmos Kuhuna Levir, or Matnes Kuhuna, the Lechoshes Leitzion Menacheshvah. So it means, you know, Lechere, that which it became Tera, was only Moshe Rabbeinu. I have a discussion about that, okay? But that which was a mitzvah, it was a mitzvah even when it was given to Aaron. Lechere. So to say, the mitzvah requires Tershe B'Ksav, where the issue of mitzvah existed even before the parsha was given to Moshe. It is impossible. Now, I want to go further. It could be that's what I'm really wondering about. If there was a Messiah on Minyan on Mitzvahs, the question is, and Mitzvahs Asay, Lois, I know, and Asay, Lois, doesn't say exactly what the thing it means. That mitzvahs are basically, to some extent, dependent upon a Messiah. The question, what happened over here? And that's what I'm just wondering, that the Ramban felt, but this is already, this is just at the beginning of a kernel of idea, that maybe derech Abiseinu, that mitzvahs, it's impossible to imagine that derech Abiseinu should not be a mitzvah. Because they are the Bala Mesera. And their Chavuseinu L'Chera is coming through Mesera. So if, basically, the idea of Mitzvah Mitzvahs was a Mesera, and the Bala Mesera Chavuseinu L'Chera, the Mitzvahs themselves should be dependent upon the way they saw the Mesera. Okay. That's just, I can tell you two things. One thing is clear to me, that mitzvahs don't depend on pshuto shel mikra per se. That's impossible to imagine, because there's no pshuto shel mikra in Aaron, there was no Torah. Okay. Secondly, I know from the Ramban that mitzvahs were Mesirah for Minyan, and the Bible of Mesirah are Rabbi Seinu. So I'm just wondering whether they might be the idea that mitzvahs have to be derech avoseinu, that gufa, you know, might have to do with this. But the Ramban, that's clear.
The Ramban had that whole avichas about Taryag. Is it really true?
I understand that, but I'm not. But you remember at the end, he comes to the conclusion, that it is a mysterious in Klal Yisrael, and you have to accept it, okay? He wasn't sure about it. And I assume that his Pirush on Chumash is working with that, and Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Hasogos is based on that conclusion, because there's no reason to have a discussion back and forth, okay? He just see the Ramban as an open-minded person, okay? Looking at the sources, there's no tayyah, there's such a thing as tayyah, okay? Maybe it's only a medrash, maybe it's not serious, maybe it's a smloid idea, okay? But at the end of that point in Sherish Aleph, he comes to a clear conclusion that there are tayyah mitzvahs. And in context of that, he's working to try to save the Baha'i. Because if there's no Tayag mitzvahs, the whole enterprise of writing on Sefer mitzvahs is absolutely a farce. Because the whole thing, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. And clearly, in Chumash, he learns that there was a Maseret to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sefer mitzvahs, correct? That's all I'm saying. And Ramban himself works hard at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs to make a Minyan Tayag and Mitzvah Shachar Rav, and he's Mashlim. Correct? Interesting. And this is amazing, okay? Can one maintain that this whole thing were based in the Ramban, Fiat Lachor Esan Lucha Esvita Evin, Vatero Mitzvah, okay? Maybe the Derech was saying in that pasuk is saying something else, and how can Yibchal pull that pasuk up to talk about Mispah Mitzvahs? Okay, there is a Ritu Ramban, okay, and this is his Girsa in the Gemara in Brach. I will honor Ime Yish Deitenu.
Where's the Ramban? Where?
Sherish Aleph. We learned it already. Okay, I will honor. Ima yesh daitenu, she'ein bohem zecher b'lav hazeh, he's talking about lav lisoso, correct? For takonis rabbonim, mikomokoyin min chachomim hu loime kiloshen hazeh, lefi shehushoy me'ito yis'ale, mipi ha'kabola, v'sakein v'sadi, that's what exeira the takon is all about. Vehem Doshim, who are they? The Rabbi Seinu. Bezeh, Rumozim Gematikis. Rumozim Gematikis, the Rabbi Seinu. And then he continues, Vehem Omopet, Mishra Shon Brochis, Maite Chsiv, he calls them all Brochis, Vietn Lachoyse, Lucas Evan, Vateru Vamitzu, Asher Kosafi, Lohi Reiso, Ruchai su eben zumiko, va tere zumishne, va mitzvah kimashmo. Whatever that means. Asher kosafti, eilu nevim, loy roysom, ze talmud. Mulam shikum dit nul the Moshe b'Sinai. Okay, so maybe, you know, he gets the mitzvahs in, but a different, you know, I'm not sure, okay? But I'm not sure what happened over here. All I want to tell you one thing over here. This has nothing to do with anything. I just want to tell you something. You should have a clear understanding. Because when Ramban says there's a pshat chitzeini and a pshat pnimi in posuk, and the derech avoseinu is pshat in posuk, and there's no stira, I'll quote you, you know, later when we get on to it next week,
that the ein mikuyot the pshutai atotot the droshes chazal also b'chal pshutah shel mikvah. Okay.
That does not mean that a gematria or remez is derech rabbeinu in a way that is pnimi chitzoni, and that's the pshat in posik. That I think is mamash a mistake. It's just what the Ramban is saying is the Torah gave the Chachmei HaMeseira the right to use these odd ways of interpreting psukim, and they're not pshat, okay, not chitzoni or pnimi, to megalis funois, to megale ritzina tera, to megale kabonis tera, and that's what he quotes, that the golus, the shtei shonim, and the shantim, and he quotes this together with that. And also, he quotes that the Megillah was said, he quotes the pasuk that the Megillah Esther was said at Sinai, that's what he's quoting right here. And it doesn't mean that's pshat and pasuk, but there's a remnant to it. Okay, so this has nothing to do with anything. And no one's going to say, and the Ramban never said, that a gematria and a remez in the sense that he's talking about over here should be a mitzvah and a mitzvah and do it there for Abbasayim. The gematria is a similar type of thing to derech hapshat. And I'm going to tell you what I want in derech hapshat really is megale derotzen kabonis ha-teira. Okay? And I think he's using the gematias and the lemozim also megale tzeira teira. Okay? But it's not a mitzvah. Okay. Now, what I want to tell you, I want to discuss with you the following. What is the relationship between Derech Rabbeinu and Derech HaPshat? Are you pushing on your Chumash? When Ramban wrote his Pirush al HaTorah, what do you have in mind? Okay. Now, I want to be very careful. I am not going to talk here about a discussion on Ramban, Derech HaPshat, Meseiris Rabbeinu, in terms of psukim and breishes, in terms of what happened in various historical situations, which the Chumash is talking about, okay? I'm talking more with negate to mitzvahs at the moment, but that is an important discussion also, but that's not l'chur, that's out of the purview of Sefer Mitzvahs. And I'm trying to leave it like this. Derech HaPshat is not Pshuto Shel Mikvah. It might be called Pshuto Shel Mikvah, but it's not do Pshuto Shel Mikvah. Okay? It's a Hamsor, the way a person using the various tools of textual interpretation, what he would come to conclusion, and the general context, and textual interpretation, the conclusion, this is what's going on. Correct?
Or different tools of Yud Gimel Midas?
No, Chas V'Shalom. Yud Gimel Midas is talking about the tools. I'm not sure which tools he uses, but you go through Ramban and the various tools that he uses in Chumash, and Derech HaPshat, that's all it is. Yud Gimel Midas with Gzeir Shavah, that's Pshat and Posek. It goes to Ein Mikli Yotzi Pshut, and Ramban will foolish about it. Sometimes, when Ramban says Pshat HaKosuv, okay, that's a Derech HaPshat, but that L'chor becomes Pshuto Shel Mikvah. And we'll come back to this more, and sometimes something called Derech HaPshat, and
The question is, you can imagine the steer between Derech HaPshat and Derech HaBusein, okay? The question is, could you ever imagine that because Derech HaPshat goes X, you have to be apologetic and explain why HaBusein do Y? Zain, right? I'm going to show you that happens also. And there might be a Derech HaPshat, since there's no Mesira on it, and any Chokom who's a Bar Hochi can try to interpret, he can make mistakes. And the Ramban could send someone that he made a mistake in Derech HaPshat, one of the game. Okay, now we'll show you.
Very Derech HaPshat, Derech HaPshat is not Mesira.
Yeah. Yeah. But the question is, how do you get to it? In other words, it's the question, what tools? Derech HaBuseinu is a Mesira, or you give me this, or maybe, you know, we have to see how the Ramban works together with you give me this. And Derech HaPshat is L'chol with textual tools and context. Okay. So he can talk about Pshat Nakosuv. For example, Mishpat Acherim, he says, ואני רואה מה שזהו פשט הכוסף בתאו כוחרם אשר יוכו מנעוד מלו ייפודר ועל תי יחריס את פינו מבין שעובסינו דושו המיקו הזה לינחם מהם משורים על המערך וכולי מהם משורים על דוסו so he says and he says מפורש in, he continues and he says that it's פשוטו של מיקו so there sometimes when he called פשט הכוסף that's פשוטו של מיקו and that's a chidush that he can call the whole issue of Cherem, Pshuto Shal Mikra, it's not the way it goes in Chumash. Okay, we say that. Now, sometimes the Derech HaPshat is so close to Pshuto Shal Mikra that if the Rav Hussainu HaChilek, we have to explain why they did what they did. And generally you don't have to explain, that's the Mesir, it's the Shalom HaYisrael. In fact, in that which the Ramban calls in Chumash Derech HaPshat, okay, this case, Chiddush Ramban calls it Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay, so we understand. That's why I said it's called Pshuto Shel Mikra, but I don't know how far to go, okay? Now, the issue over here is an amazing issue. I didn't even know how to start talking about it. Zobo. Okay. How does she have Tahara? She says she counts Shivan the Kim and jumps in the mikvah. Okay. The Torah doesn't say anything about mikvah by Zobo. Okay. The Ramban says, על דרך הפשט אל חומש שתהיה צריך לחיצה במים חיים כזהב אבל רביסנו הכירו בתארס הזובו שתתוהר כדרך שער הניטורים מתומוסון במי מקווה It's a cooler from Rabbi Seinu. It's not the pshat that Otto Derech HaPshat, you know, Otto Derech HaPshat is there and Shalom HaYisrael doesn't exist. It's a cooler. Amazing, amazing thing. Sefer Ramban Chumash, I'll read it to you, see it. Perek Tesvov, Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Aleph. ויוד לשוט הבמיים ולהיסקי הכוסף תפילה באישה ועל דרך הפשט שתהיה צריכה לחיצה במים חיים כזהב אבל בסינו הכירו בתאריס הזהב ושתהיה כדרך שעה הנטורים מתומוס הממי מקווה ותם להם you have to explain it ותם להם מפני שלא יצורך להזכיר כלל ביחד תתוהר שבכלל לא איש היא שלבו הכוסף אלא להזכיר אכיל שבין הזוכל וקבר שיהיה זויבה בדם ולחלק
Zov is dom, Zov is dom, and Zav is not dom. Ulechalik bein eisni dosa, lebein lo eisni dosa. Ulefikach sovu, shebo akosu, legabus lo tahava. Loima viachat titoye, kinitoyim batera. Gam, very strange lotion. Gam, poloi maim chayim. The whole kamban is over the Hashemi. The thing of kilu, if that's the Kabbalah, oh, does it does? There's no kula with Hashemi no kilu. And what does it mean when someone says Bichatera and learn Derech Hapshat? And if someone learns and says Lachira, the Tera says this, and that the Seda Parshis and whatever it is, and the Derech Hapshat is that it's all that requires Mayim Chaim. Derech Hapshat, right? He's not saying Trabon Mesesir. They will make him. And even when he says they make him, he says it's also good gum. And Trabban even goes further in the Chidushim and says it's a Shukta Shomikra. And he, when he explains what the Kula of the Chazal were, Esh Shiro Ribui Akosuv Bakosuv Min v'achati toye over mokamacher. He doesn't know, but they probably found something. Yud Gimel in Shabbos Omer Beis Avunil Lish Etzilu Nivul Azov Mufureshes He Menater Bezav Tichsiv Ish Kiyeh Azov Mibisov Bakula Pash Detuma Uksiv Kiyito Azov Mizoyvoy Bisov Bavochad Vamayim Chaim Ukshibo Akos of the Foolish Dinida Bezov Akos of Yisho. He see zovo domo, zovo dom ye zovo kloima mituma zov tumas azav believe in vazovo v'idem uksiv v'sofolo v'achati toye v'tayra amurli inyan azav l'mayla v'zel nami pshutoy shel mikra. Umash yomu shein hazovo. Umash yomu. Ata tachavu seinu shein hazovo tzricha ma'im chayim. Ef she shelo ribu v'akosuv menviach atitoyer obi mochamacher. Avo tefila mufureshes he. Ubahav mekonis v'chule v'chule. Ata tosaramba. Seluloi nemistafina. L'chera, the Ramban is trying to say there's no stira to the Rabbi Seinu and the Pshuta Shomikra or the see here it's even worse. You see, if you say that it's Pshuta Shomikra, you can't avoid it because. That's what the Gemara, the Ramban says very clearly in Sherish Beis, then Kato Kula, Eimikriot Pshuta, the Chidish is Bayibu, right? But in general, or does the Pshat Primi, Pshat Chitzaini? So if the Derech HaPshat is the Ramban Chidushim, ends up Pshuta Shomikro, it's the Primi Chitzaini, or does it's Mamish, or that's the Pshat! And there's no Stira. Claim in Chumash, he doesn't want to go so far, you know, not when he has to go in Chidushim, and he doesn't say that it's Pshuta Shomikra, but it's Derech HaPshat. But still, he starts over Derech HaPshat and he says the Kula. So no matter what you're ending up, something's happening over here. So who is it, Mr. Fina? The Chayr, Oto State, Teres, right? The Pshat Pnim and Shat. So Rabbeinu Hikilu, or Shegam,
B'loi mayim chayim means that's enough. That's enough. Okay? You don't need more. But maybe the Ramban is prepared, you know, I hope no one's going to quote me, I'm just afraid of this. Maybe the Ramban is ready to say that the Mishnah's Chassidim, he can imagine not to rely on it. Because the Hakula and the Peshitta Shomikra, it's Chazal Wameko. Because if Lamaisa, you don't imagine there's a Midich Sidus or whatever it is. You don't understand why you use the Lashon Meiko and how the Rabban Chidushim could learn that the Pnimi and the Chitzoni and the Shtei Teres. Demis is, the Israel Beinu Alevi, the Rashi and Shabbos quotes, on Samach Gimel, excuse me, Samach Hei on the base, that clearly says that a Zav requires Mayim Chaim. So I just want to tell you one thing. I remember discussing this with Rav Gershon Zecheinu Levracha, okay? Not the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Alevi, okay? And all I can tell you, I can't tell you that he said something, he didn't say something. But to best of my recollection, he, after Rabbeinu Alevi, said maybe there's a mokrim for Chassidei Elyon, Lahakvid, B'mayim Chaim. And he said, Derech Agav, Otto de Mikvin Raden was a mikvah for B'mayim Chaim. Was a Mayim. Ochein had born Tzrich in Talmud, and I hope that no one will quote me on this. Okay? I'm not finished. This is the second type of Derech HaPesha. I just want to give you an idea. This is an amazing issue. And Mr. Shem will pick up next week.